This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump is filling out his legal team just days before the opening arguments in his Senate impeachment trial. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
They say the president's legal team figures the trial will last no more than 2 weeks, which would be far shorter than Andrew Johnson's trial in 1868 and Bill Clinton's in 1999. But there's still a question about whether the Senate will allow more witnesses, which could extend the trial. It takes a supermajority to convict 67 senators. Both Johnson and Clinton were acquitted, and President Trump figures he's next.
There was nothing done wrong.
A person familiar says the president's boosting his legal team before opening arguments next week, adding former Harvard law professor Alan Dershowitz and ex-independent counsel Ken Starr, among others. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has offered his prime minister a second chance after the man offered to resign in the middle of an audio leak scandal. A recording circulated online featured a man believed to be Prime Minister Oleksiy Honcharuk discussing the president's perceived lack of economic knowledge. It had thrown Honcharuk's position, that is, into doubt, but the prime minister said that the recording had been doctored. Some had questioned whether Honcharuk was using his resignation as simply a test of the president's trust in his work. President Zelensky is a former comedian who had no political experience when he swept to power last year. He has uprooted Ukrainian politics with a sweeping anti-corruption reform platform. He is also a central figure in the impeachment of U.S. President Donald Trump. For more, log on to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iran's supreme leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei led Friday prayers in Tehran for the first time in 8 years. As Reuters' Joe Davies reports, Khamenei said Iran would not succumb to pressure from what he called the American clowns, who imposed damaging sanctions on Tehran.
Khamenei described the retaliatory attacks in response for America's killing of Iran's top military commander as the day of God. In killing Qasem Soleimani, he told them the United States had showed its terrorist nature, and Khamenei warned that U.S. sanctions imposed in a row over its nuclear program would not make Iran yield. The support shown here will surely have been met with some relief to Iran's clerical leaders. At home and abroad, they've been under pressure after the military admitted to mistakenly shooting down a passenger airliner in Tehran earlier this month.
That's Joe Davies of Reuters reporting. At least one person was killed and 25 others wounded when Iraqi security forces fired tear gas at protesters near Baghdad's Sinak Bridge. Reuters news agency reports the one man died when a tear gas canister was launched directly at his neck. The prime minister's spokesman said that saboteurs had attacked the barricades on the bridge, which is close to the capital's Tahrir Square. Mass protests have rocked Iraq since October. Demonstrators are demanding an overhaul of the political system they say is corrupt and keeps most Iraqis in poverty. Swedish teenage climate activist Greta Thunberg marched with thousands of others in the western Swiss city of Lausanne on Friday. As Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports, the demonstration comes ahead of the World Economic Forum in Davos next week.
Thunberg was demonstrating in the Swiss city of Lausanne on Friday. A poll of leaders attending the Davos summit showed that, for the first time, climate change and environmental destruction top the risks perceived by the global elite at the Swiss ski resort. This year's Davos takes place against a backdrop of some of Australia's worst ever bushfires, which protesters highlighted by dressing as koalas, blaming industries with high carbon emissions for the crisis. The 17-year-old Swedish activist also addressed the forum in 2019.
That's Emer McCarthy of Reuters reporting. And the state of Virginia's Supreme Court is hearing an emergency appeal from gun rights groups to overturn a ban on firearms at a pro-gun rally scheduled for the city of Richmond next week. Gun rights activists say the U.S. Constitution guarantees their right to possess any firearms. The state's governor has banned firearms on the Capitol grounds as a public safety measure. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News, and I'm David Byrd.